That's Bob.
I want to speak this evening about a piyut, part of our tefillah, a song, a poem that we say in the davening rather regularly. It's probably certainly one of the most famous of all of the piyutim that we say in davening. For most of us, was probably the very first, or certainly one of the very first things we ever learned with regards to davening, and that is the piyut of Adon Olam. As you know, Adon Olam is recited customarily at the beginning of davening. We first come to shul in the morning. It's one of the first things, really the first thing that's recited. Some people say the psuk of Matovu as they walk into shul. Many shuls, the practice is the chazan begins with brachos, although on the Yom Noroim, a lot of times in many shuls, they begin with Adon Olam. And we also know that Adon Olam is recited in a lot of places at the end of the davening, at least on Shabbos and Yontif, some on Friday nights. So I'd like to look a little bit into this piyut called Adon Olam. The connection to our Sedra is an interesting one, which we'll come back to in the very first source, Bereishis Perek Tzav Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk in our Sedra. It says, Vayomar Hashem Elokim Bamoida Ki Roshem. This is when Avraham Avinu was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to be a recipient of Eretz Yisrael for his descendants and so on. So Avraham asked for a sign. So it says there, I'll say it now because we're learning, the name mentions Adonai, Adonai Elohim. Now, the word, the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, that this letter, that word, Yud, then a Hei, then a Vav, then a Hei, so we don't know how to pronounce that. That's anymore at one time in the Beis HaMikdash, they did, at least some people did. We don't know exactly how to pronounce that name. That's called the Tetragrammaton, the four, the Shem HaMeforosh, the four-letter name of Hashem. We don't know how it's pronounced. So whenever we find it in the Torah, we can't pronounce it the way it's pronounced. We don't know the pronunciation, so we substitute and we take another name of Hashem, which we do know how to pronounce, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's also a name of Hashem that appears in the Chumash, so that's considered on the list in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, the next most important name, so to speak. So whenever we see the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, whether it's in the Chumash or in Tanakh or anywhere, we say a Brocha, we daven, whenever we see that name, we don't pronounce it. One thing for sure, Yud Hey Vav Hey doesn't spell out Adonai, no matter what way you pronounce it, but we substitute. However, when you have, like in this pasuk and other psukim in the Torah, not that many psukim in the Torah, but certainly quite a number of psukim in Navi, when you have the actual word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and then the next word is Yud Hey Hey then a Vav and a Hey Yud Hey Vav Hey, so then it would seem a little strange to pronounce two words in a row the exact same pronunciation, two obviously different words. So then we substitute for the Yud Hey Vav Hey instead of the name Adonai, we use Elohim, which is the next name on the list, so, you know, of important names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why whenever we have the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud name going right into the Yud Kei Vav Kei, we pronounce the Yud Kei Vav Kei as Elohim. So in this pasuk it's read, Adonai Elohim Bamoed Ki Roshano. So the name Adonai comes from the word Adon, which means a master. And the Gemara comments in Maseches Baruchas and Avzayim and Beis, citing this pasuk in our Sedra in Lech Lecha, it says, Amar B'yochra Mishum V'Shim B'yochai, Miyom Sheboa Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam Lohaya Adam Shekarol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Sheboa Avram Mekarol Adon. That this was the very first time in history that anybody referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, as the Master. Avram was the very first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. That's in this pasuk, Adonai Elohim Bamoi Daki Roshana. So that's what the Gemara says. We're going to come back to this Gemara and the significance in a moment, but obviously the piyut Adon Olam begins by identifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon Olam, as the master of the universe. Where exactly does Adon Olam come from? So it's not 100% clear as to who the author of Adon Olam, that piyut, is. There's a sefer called Matei Moshe. Matei Moshe is from the Talmud of the Maharshal. So in Siman Lamed Aleph, he writes, talking about the beginning of davening, he writes, V'achar kach maschil ha-shliach tzibur Adon Olam, v'hu shir no'e. It's a beautiful poem, u'me'ula, very high in importance, Umatzosi Kosov, I found somewhere written, doesn't say where, Kol Misha Mechavein Be'eif Hascholas Adon Olam. However, as proper Kavona, when he begins and says Adon Olam, Kosov Yehuda Chosid, Rav Haigon, Rav Shuragon, Orev Ani Bedover, Shetfiloso Nishmaz. These great Talmid Chacham will say, I'm a guarantee. You say Adon Olam with proper Kavona, so then I'm the guarantor that all the Tfilos will be accepted. Orev Ani Bedover, Shetfiloso Nishmaz. Vein Sotam Mekatrig Al Tfiloso. The Sotam won't be able to interfere with his davening, the Ein Lo Sotan Upegara, and so on and so forth, and Sepeshu Hashem Kippur. Anyway, so that's what the Matei Moshe brings. Now, traditionally, the author that's identified as of Adon Olam is of Shlomo Ibn Gavirol. Shlomo Ibn Gavirol was a medieval Spanish poet, We have other things from Shlomo ben Aviron. He's usually or often, no, usually often identified as the author of, excuse me, as the author of Adon Olam. There's a sefer called Otsatzilos. Exactly. So right. So it was exactly my point. I'll just read the Otsatzilos. So Tikkun Tfila, which is the Otsatzilos, the Perish on the Siddur. So if you look at Adon Olam towards the beginning of Otsatzilos. No, this is on the sheet because it's not on the computer. But I'll take my word for it. The other stuff's on the sheet. We'll get to it. But if you look in the Perish Tikkun Tfila on Adon Olam, he says. Yes, miachsim also of Shlomo ben Gaviro. So many say that it was authored by Shlomo ben Gaviro. The car of Miod Leos, and I think it's most likely that's who it is. However, if we accept this tradition of Matei Moshe, as Dr. Schiffman pointed out, he refers to the fact that Rav Haigon and Rav Shira Gaon spoke about the importance of Adon Olam. Rav Haigon and Shira Gaon both lived before Rav Shlomo ben Gaviro. So according to that tradition, this is earlier. Adon Olam is earlier than Rav Shlomo ben Gaviro. Then I found him, there's a sefer called Likutei Maharich, also on Inyanei Tfila, from in the late 1800s. Rabbi Saul Chaim Friedman. So in the Likutei Maharich under Adon Olam, he says he found in a certain place, the Ezra Sudha Ashkenaz and Fosim Son Reisi, they bring Rayas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Tikei Nusach Adon Olam, goes all the way back to the Tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I don't know, you know, that'll have to leave it up to the scholars and the, I guess the liturgy experts to figure out who wrote it, but there are different traditions. I think as the Tikkun Tfila writes, the most common tradition is to assign it to that Rav Shlomo ben Gaviro wrote it, but again, according to the Matei Moshe comes to the time of the Maharshal, to the you know, late 1500s, early 1600s perhaps, so it's an older sefer, and he says that Rav Haigon or Shira Gaon knew about it already, and there before Rav Shlomo ben Gaviro, maybe it comes from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, where it comes from, but it's certainly an old poem, and it's in our liturgy, it's in all of the Siddurim. It's interesting that in the Siddurim used by the Sfaradim, it has more standards than we have. It's a longer, it goes beyond. We end the Yodav Kidruchi, Beis Shan, Vimruchi, Vyasi, Hashem, Li, Velo, Yiro. In the look in Sfaradim, not in the Sfarad, but the Sfaradim, the Edot HaMizrach, the Oriental Jews, so their Piyat Adon Olam goes longer. Again, the Perushim and the Siddur discussed that maybe it was added later. It's not so clear that's from the original poem. You know, there are certain stylistic differences. Okay, but whatever it is, there are different, different traditions as to who authored it and it's exactly what the text is. The question is, we'd like to look at this evening, is why is it that Adon Olam takes a place that it's the very, very first thing in davening? It's the first thing we say. Many of us maybe don't pay such close attention to it, but in the Siddur, and properly, it's the very first thing. So as we said before, the Matei Moshe, quoting this tradition from Rav Haigon of Shira Gaon, says that if you say Adon Olam with Kavona, so then it's a guarantee, so to speak, that all of your tefillos are going to be answered. So if that's the case, then it makes sense to say at the very beginning of tefillah. The whole purpose of davening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillos. So if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer our tefillos, then we should say something at the beginning of the tefillah, which somehow our old scholars and old rabbanim say somehow it's a zchus, well, we take it literally, but some sort of a a shgula, so to speak, that our tefillah should be accepted. So the very first thing we say at the beginning is a tefillah that we should say with kavanah dolam. That's the position of the that's the position suggested by the Matei Moshe. Others have a different reason. In this Likutei Maharich that I mentioned before, so he brings in addition. He quotes refers to the Matei Moshe, but he says. Gets rid of all those who interfere with our tefillahs. But then he mentions something else. There's some type of tradition that before we daven, one should accept upon himself the mitzvah of avas Hashem, loving Hashem, and fearing Hashem. How do you do that? So he explains a little bit about what Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are. He notes that the words in Adon Olam represent those very concepts. Zeu Adon Olam Hashem Malach v'terem kol yitzi nivro. Ritzon Olam Hashem Malach kodesh nivro olam. V'akavana b'zeu Olam Hashem Malach kodesh nivro olam v'alma malach. So what did he rule over? Whatever the world was. Leis nasa b'chev tzor kol. Azai Malach shmo nikra. Became known as the Malach when he created man. And then he'll come back to that again in the future. Again, he'll rule. So it speaks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. And that, he says, leads to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The idea of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem at the beginning of davening is presented already by the Chidor in a sefer called Avodas HaKodesh and Tzipor and Shamir, Simon Beis, Oz Yud Zayin. Yisor Ma'od Ma'od Yira V'Avo V'Achno V'Simcha Lomar Kol Azmiris V'Frat Hashem Melech. Yizor Shalom Lo Sapeh. He's talking about Psukah de Zimra in general. The whole Psukah de Zimra. Why do we say Psukah de Zimra? To psych ourselves up, so to speak, to the notion of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. You have to say every word carefully. And at least, to kind of put in the Yiras Hashem. The Pasuk says, Ahavti Yishma Hashem es Koli Tachanunoi. First you have Abba, then HaKadosh Baruch accepts our tefillahs. So we have in our traditional sources certain ideas of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So the Maharich in this, Lichutei Maharich, the Yosef Chaim says that this is the idea of saying Adon Olam, that it hammers home those notions. In one of the commentaries on the Tzvilas, he says something else, and that's what I want to get to now, which I think makes a lot of sense. It also appears in a sefer called Kehilas Yitzchak. Kehilas Yitzchak is a sefer which is a parish on the Chumash. So I have over here Kehilas Yitzchak, by Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nissen of Vilna. Not sure exactly when he lived, but he quotes in his Hakdama the following: Ra'isi the Sefer Kan Fayona, which is a collection of Shalos Hatshuva, Shekosav Hakdama v'Zel Hashono. He quotes this other sefer who says the following: Shamati she'omru al Hagro. They say a story about the Vilna Gaon. Shebo elav mechaber echad levakesh haskama meital perusha l'sidur hatfilo. Somebody once came to the Gro, according to the story, asking for a haskama, an approbation on his sefer that he was about to put out on the Siddur. The Ro ha-Gro zal barosh tifro, so the Gro began to look at the sefer, and he found in the beginning of the sefer, Tam l'haskola seder hatfilo b'shach adon olam. He had an interesting explanation. This sefer, whoever this was, doesn't say who it was, but he said this person who came to the Vilna Gaon had a suggestion as to why we begin with adon olam. And he said, what's the reason? Alpi Mashekosar of Shimon Yochai Maseches Brochas, that Gemara that happened in the Sheet of Zion and Bays, the Gemara in Brochas says, Miyom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'ol Vahoya Odom Shekor HaKadosh Baruch Odom HaShebor Avram Ukra Odom Shenemar HaPosik and our Seder HaShem Elokim B'mei Da'akir HaShena. He says, Adon Olam begins the davening because this Gemara that we saw before, the Gemara of Zion and Bays in Brochas, says that Avram was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom. And now in the next source, the Gemara in Brachas says, and daf chav vav mebeis, we have a machlokas, where did tefillah originate from? So according to one opinion, tefillos avos tiknum, the tefillos were instituted by our avos, by Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and the Gemara says, itmar, you have it there on the third source, itmar, yesu v'chanina omar, tefillos avos tiknum, shum levi omar, tefillos keneged tmidim tiknum, the tefillos correspond to the karbonis, tanya kavos v'yesu v'chanina, tanya kavos v'yesu levi, there's a brice that supports each one, tanya kavos v'yesu v'chanina, Avraham tikein tefillos shachris, Avraham instituted shachris. Doesn't mean he instituted the very words that we say, obviously, but the concept of davening every day in the morning was instituted by Avram. Shenemar, next week said, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboka Amokam Asher Amad Sham. Avram got up early to stand in a certain place, and the Gemara says, Ein Amida Ela Tzilo. Standing in that context means Tzilo. Standing in that context means davening. Shenemar, Vayamod Pinchos Vayifalel. Pinchos stood up, and he davened. So the Amida sometimes means Tzila. Matter of fact, the name Shemoneh Esrei is often referred to as the Amida. So Memela says this anonymous sefer, this is the person suggested to the Vilna Gaon, there's more papers here, says this anonymous author, that we don't know who it is, wrote in his sefer, which was shown to the Vilna Gaon, that the reason we start with Adon Olam is because it says Adon Olam, Avram was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. So Memela, the tefillah, which was instituted by Avram Avinu, should begin with a reference to Adon. That was the suggestion that this author had in his Sefer on the Siddur. And the story goes on, Omar HaGro, and therefore it's Yadua, Shavram, I'll read it again. It says that nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram came. V'yadua she'Avram tikein tefillah shachris, and Avram instituted shachris, v'al kein roi likvos Hashem hazeh b'rosh tefillos shel Avram Avinu. We should doctor start the tefillah that was instituted by Avram Avinu with the nickname that Avram Avinu sort of, quote-unquote, made up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely Adon, and that's why we start with Adon Olam. V'omar ha'gro, this is what the Kehilas Yitzchak writes, v'omar ha'gro, ki'il mole lo'vot, out of luck. Vilna, I guess not working. Vilna Hagro. So the Vilna Gaon says, Ki umale lo bo sifro bitfus ela bishvil davar zeh dayo. The Vilna Gaon was so taken with the suggestion, he says, if there's nothing else worthwhile in this whole sefer, a good sefer to find a way just to see this pshat. So that's how the Kilas Yitzchak quotes in this sefer from whoever, again, he's quoting from someone else who tells the story about the Vilna Gaon. So here we have another reason, I think a very logical reason as to why we begin with Adon Olam, because Adon was the nickname that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given by Avraham Avinu, so in the tefillah that was instituted by Avraham Avinu, that's the nickname that we use. In one of the commentaries on the Siddur in the Eretz HaTfilas, the Eitz Yosef, printed on the page in Adon Olam, also says, he says, Mashatiknu Chazal B'tfilas Siddur Havod Hashem Adon Adon, right? Hu Kedei Lahazki Zuchus Avraham. Not just Tam. We want to bring up the Zuchus of Avraham Avinu. And he said a little differently. Not just, well, it makes sense to begin the tefillah that was composed by Avraham Avinu with the nickname that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given by Avraham Avinu. And Eitz Yosef says a little bit different angle. He says, we want to bring up the Zuchus of Avraham. Again, he refers to that same Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin, which quotes the pasuk in our Sedra. V'hu kemanah chazal miyom shabor kach brachos on lohay mishakol kach orah shabor avinu and so on. Quoting our pasuk, and the Daniel was answered the zchus of Avram. So we want to bring up, we want to call up the zchus of Avram Avinu. Then he goes on and he says something interesting. He says the truth is that the Medrash tells us, or what we didn't talk. The Medrash tells us that, you know, in this world, a kach baruch hu's Malchus is incomplete. And that just says, the Gemara says, Ein Hashem Shalom and Akisei Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is incomplete in this world, and his throne is incomplete in this world. The Gemara says, Amalek. At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, there's an oath taken, Ki Yod Al Kase Ko. Kase is short for Kisei. The Aleph is missing. It says Kase. And the name of Hashem, Yud Hei, is short for the Yud Hei, the Vav and the Hei. So the throne is short, and the name is short. Ein Hashem Shalom and Akisei Shalom. So the Eitz Yosef goes on to say, that's what we say in Adon Olam. He says, Adon Olam Asher Molach B'Terem Kol Yitzin Yivro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigned before any creatures were given. But nobody could call him king, right? Le'eis Na'asov HaChetz Ma'azai Melech Shemon Gadem, when he created a being that could recognize, and then he became known as Melech. And then, V'acharei Kechos HaKol, in the future, again, Levado Yimloch Noro. Again, in the future, right now, Ein Hashem Shalom, and Akitei Shalom. But in the future, it'll be Shalom. So that's what he brings up as an additional interpretation in terms of saying Adon Olam at the beginning of our tefillah, because our tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fill the world, so to speak, and restore things the way they were. But these are, see, that's what he says at the end. But his initial reference, as I said, is to the notion of we want to call the Zchus of Avram. And it's interesting, in the Siddur of the Gro, the Siddur Isha Yisrael from the Vilna Gaon, so one of the commentaries, Siach Yitzchak, he quotes the Sefer, calls it the Sefer Magid Tzedek, I'm not familiar with the Sefer, it says, Mashatiknu B'tchila Adon Olam, okay, Maharoi Olam, Melech Olam, Asher Molach, Melech Olam, Asher Molach, why Adon Olam? Why not start Melech Olam? So he says, it's similar to the fact, I printed on the paper, source 4, it's similar to the fact that before davening, before the Shemoneh Esrei, what pasuk do we say? Hashem Sos Adonai, supposed to say again the Shem Adon. The pasuk that's selected to introduce the Shemoneh Esrei, and it's part of the Shemoneh Esrei in effect, because it's not considered an interruption between Gaal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei, is that pasuk Tehillim Nun Aleph. Pasuk Yitzayin, Adonai Sosai Tiftach Ofi Agit El Asech, as we know every Shemoneh Esrei begins with that Pasuk. Why that Pasuk? It also mentions Adon, right? Adonai, that's the name that mentions Adon. So he says, he refers to a Gemara that we have in Maseches Yuma, that's in the next source on the page, the Mishnah really, the Mishnah Maseches Yuma, it's in source 5, if you have the sheet, and then there's more sheets on the chair if you want, but the Mishnah says, Amar Lehem HaMamuna, every day, it's happened to have sheets, so I'm not going to make a habit of it. Amar Lehem HaMemuna, the Memuna was the Gabbai in the Beis HaMikdash, the MC, you know, was in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Memuna would say, when it was early in the morning, they were getting ready to begin the daily service in the Beis HaMikdash, so Amar Lehem HaMemuna, Tzu'u Ru'u Himigi Zman HaShchita. Go see if it's time to be ready to shech the daily carbon. Imigia Haroma Omer Bakr had a lookout man who would stand and look to the horizon to see if the, you know, if it's light enough yet, and he would call out a certain word, Barkai. But morning's coming, Masim and Shmuel Omer Heir Penei Kol Amizrach Ad Shebechevron. They would ask, has the whole horizon, you know, become light all the way towards Chevron, to Chevron? Who Omer Hain? He said yes. And the Mishnah goes on to explain because they want to make sure it wasn't a false alarm, that just sometimes it looks like it's getting light, maybe it was just a star or something, so they have to be careful. Fine. So Rashi on the next page, and the Chof Chesmed Beis, the next source printed, says, what do they bring up? Chevron, this was the last line of that source. He quotes Yerushalmi. Matsino B'talmud Yerushalmi, why they ask, is the whole sky like till Chevron? What's the, like Chevron? So he says, Matsino B'talmud Yerushalmi, Kedei Lahazkir Zuchus Avos Mazkirin Chevron. They bring up Chevron Davke to sort of awaken the Zuchus Avos. So you see, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, at the very beginning of the daily service in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, they would bring up, they didn't mention Avram by name, but they mentioned Chevron, and Chevron, of course, is where Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and their wives are buried, right? So Yeshenei Chevron, they're called, those who rest and sleep in Chevron. So we bring up Chevron at the very beginning of the daily, part of the daily routine in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what this commentary in the Siddur Ishi Yisrael says. He quotes the same, this Gemara in Talmud as well, and he says that, Lefi Hanira, Tarak Mitamzel, Galgal Haskaras Avram, that's why I want to bring up Avram Avinu as well. How do we bring up Avram Avinu? By saying Adon Olam. By saying the words Adon Olam at the beginning of the davening, it's like in the Beis HaMikdash when they called, they mentioned Chevron, so it was Me'orer, so to speak, the Zechus of the Avos, so calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Olam at the very beginning of davening is Me'orer, the Zechus of Avram Avinu, because we said before, Gemara in the beginning, Gemara Baruch Hu Zayin, says that Avram Avinu was the first one who ever called HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the name of Adon. So that's the, those are some of the suggestions, some of the standard suggestions as to why, this particular name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is used. It's interesting, as an aside, I mentioned in my shul last night, this idea of relating Shachris to Avram, because Avram Tikein Tzvila Shachris, as we mentioned before, so this comes up in a different context as well. The Meshech Chochma points out in his parish on let me bring it, please, I'll take my word for it, the Meshech Chochma points out in his parish on this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says that when Avram returned from the battle after he had rescued Lot, so the king of Sodom asked Avram, give me my people back, but you can keep all the spoils. And Avram said, no, I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking a thread, I'm not taking a strap, nothing. Right? So the Gemara mentions, I have the pasuk here, it's number 7 in the sources, Avram. So the Gemara says in Chulon, in the bottom of Peches and Beit, and it goes over to Peches and Aleph, Amar Rava, and this Zchus, last line of that. So, Bishar, Sha'amar, Avram Avinu, Imichut, Vatsochna, you have to look at the two sources together. Zochu, Bono, the same mitzvah, the Chut, Shalt, Chelos, or Tzul, Shalt, Tzulin. These two things are merames to the mitzvah of Tzitzis and the mitzvah of Tzulin, Talos and Tzulin. So, the Meshech Chochma writes, perhaps this is why the practice is that we wear Talos and Tzulin, Dafke by Shachas. There's nothing about either the mitzvah of Talos or Tzulin which tells us that we have to wear Dafke by Shachas. It's supposed to wear by Kriyashma. Right, the Gemara says you're not supposed to say Kriyashma without the talis. Now, why don't we put on talis and tefillin by mincha and so on? So, huh? Right, it says in the Gemara about tefillin. I forgot to show him. Achronim mentioned tzitzis too. It's also gilu meidei v'sheker. But it says in the Gemara openly about tefillin. But in any event, the Meshech Chochma suggests that maybe the reason we wear talis and tefillin dafka by shacharit is because we got the mitzvahs somehow in the Zechus of Avram, so it's only proper to wear those items in the tefillah that was instituted by Avram. That's what he says. So it's the same thing conceptually. I always wondered when I heard this Vart, I mean, I've seen it before, it's in the Kilas Yitzchak, that, you know, they showed the Vilna Gaon this idea. This is a side point, but it's interesting anyway, that the reason we start with Adon Olam is because the Shachris is the tefillah of Avram Avinu, and Avram called HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the nickname Adon. The Vilna Gaon was so taken, he says, if there's nothing else in the sefer, that's the only thing that's still a worthwhile sefer. It doesn't strike you at first glance as being such a genius, a thief of a vart, you know, such a deep vart. I mean, you know, it's okay, it's a cute vart, but why was the Vilna Gaon seems to be so taken? And in some sources, I've seen, they quote that the Gaon said it, that he said it in himself, that he said this shot. According to the other stories, they said he liked it, but someone else said it. It doesn't sound like such a tremendous insight, it's, you know, that no one could have thought of. So I came across once in the Sefer Ubdos on Hagos the base brisk, that somebody asked that kasha to the Rebbe Soloveitchik, the brisker of. Somebody came to told the whole story. So the Shoal Echad as more, and this is a story, slightly different version, but more or less the same thing, Zechus of Avram. So he says, V'shoal Echad as more in Hagrizatzal, Mima Hispoil Hagrozatzal, Harizer Vort Poshut V'Katam. So push of the vart, you know, I mean, this is the tefillah of Avram, the nickname of Avram. So what was the Gaon so impressed with it? So it says here, Nizdaz Amor and Hagriz Datzal, the devil is shook, the Omar Bisragshus, and he said with great passion, Im ze emes, im kein, ma ze mishana, im ze vort poshu kikoton o godol. If it's emes, then it's emes. It doesn't matter whether it's a deep philosophical, analytical point or it, and emes is emes. Ha'ikosh is emes. He said, the Vilna Gaon was taken by because he thought it was true. It's not such a deep word. Okay, it doesn't have to be. We can impress the Vilna Gaon with something which is very, very, which seems poshut. If it's MS, if Vilna Gaon felt it was MS, that's why he liked it. Okay. In any event, this is wondrous. We had now a number of suggestions as to why we would not begin the tefillah with Adon Olam. Either because, it says in the Matei Moshe, that somehow there's a tradition that if you say this with Kavona, according to Matei Moshe, it goes back to Rav Shura Gaon and Rav Haigon. Again, which would suggest that if someone even the was not the composer of Adon Olam, since they predated him, but they said that somehow if someone says it with Kavana, so it's a guarantee that Phil will be accepted. And we had the other suggestions, but the primary one which seemed to impress the Vilna Gaon was this Tefillah of Avraham Avinu, and it connects with the idea that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they were Me'orav and Zechus Avos at the very beginning of the daily service. I'd like to suggest a different Mahalach, based on something else. It's printed on the sheet in the 10th source. It says as follows, the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Simen Hei, Sif Aleph, a different direction altogether. Yechavein bebrochas pirush hamilos. When you daven, you say brochas, you have to have kavanah for what the words mean. What about when you think of the name Hashem? Kishiyazkir Hashem, when you mention the name Hashem in a brocha, in davening, in anything, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yechavein perush kriyoso be'adnos she'adon akol. What kavanah do you have in mind you say the name of Hashem? Says the Mechaber, and it's an important Mechaber to know, some Siddurim, I think the article said other Siddurim, I think print this on the very first page, one of the first pages, that when a person says the Bracha, you should have in mind, says the Mechaber, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, that he's the master over everything. And that's how it's read as Adonai. The name Yud Kei Vav, however you pronounce it, it's from the word being, Hayah Hove V'Yeh, right, past, present, and future, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. So both of these themes are what one should have in mind whenever you say the name of Hashem. And then Uvaskira Elokim, when you mention the name of Hashem Elokim or Elokeinu in a bracha, Yechavein Shutakif Baal HaYecholes Ubaal HaKochos Kulam. That he's powerful, that he can do everything that he has, or he's omnipotent in plain English. So those are the machshavas, those are the kavanas. People wonder what kavanas should you have in mind. So when you're saying a word, you're mechaven on the meaning of the word. When you come to the Shem Hashem, the mechaber paskins here that you should have in mind the you should have in mind the name of Hashem as it's pronounced, namely Aleph Dalav Nun Yod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon HaKol, right, the Shem Adnos, as well as the Shem representing His eternal nature, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hoya Holy Yeh, and when you say Elohim or Elokeinu, that He is powerful, that He is omnipotent. The Vilna Gaon is a long, sort of an uncharacteristic long Bir HaGro, that was not on the sheet, and this is the Vilna Gaon discusses, and he posits that perhaps it's not necessary to have that kavana in mind every time you say Hashem's name. That's why when you say Hashem's name in Kriya Shema, you're supposed to have that in mind. But when it's a Stama Brocha, you have to say the shame of just the Adnus is enough. And have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Adon, that's sufficient. And the Mishnah Berurah and the HaShulchan both there in the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot and Gimel, or HaShulchan Zidalab, seem to hold this way, and that's the more prevalent psak. But what we see is that according to this psak, what one has to have in mind whenever you say a bracha throughout davening, when you say the name of Hashem, and of course in davening you say the name of Hashem many times, many brachas, you're supposed to have in mind at the very least that He is the Adon, He's the Adon HaKol, that He's the master over everything. According to the Mechaber, perhaps you have to have other things in mind too, Hayah over here. So the truth of the matter is, if we think about it, isn't that exactly what it says in Adon Olam? Those very themes that you're supposed to have in mind when reciting a bracha, that's Adon Olam Asher Mal, right? Adon Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Olam. Then it says, the other thing that the Chab, V'hu Hayah, V'hu Hoveh, V'hu Yeh, V'sifara, that's the other theme. And the fact that you can do it, find the words again. Put some man looking for it. Yeah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'loha Oz V'am Yisrael. He has all the power and so on. That's the idea of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, the omnipotent one, the king with all the power. So it turns out that the poem Adon Olam encapsulates those very themes which the Mechaber says should be in one's mind whenever saying the name of Hashem throughout davening. Mamela, when that's the case, then we understand very well that why we begin davening with Adon Olam, because Adon Olam sets the tone. If we say it with Kavanah, so it reminds us that these are the things we're supposed to have in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adon, that he's eternal, Hu Hayah B'Hu Avev Yeh, and then Velo HaOzam Yisrael, that he has all the power and the rulership and so on. So that's perhaps, I didn't see anyone say this in the first, but perhaps it makes sense to me that this is perhaps one of the, one of the Iker reasons, perhaps, as to why we should begin the davening with Adon Olam, because it has those themes which the halacha declares you should have in mind. More than that, the truth is, there are other similar kinds of things that the poskim that people do talk about. The Mesilas Yesharim writes in the Perek Yud Tes, the Biur Chokei Chasidus, about the things one should think of. You have to know before whom you're davening, and he says you have to recognize your only mamash with me aboris baruch shemo, stand upon a kadosh baruch hu, realize his greatness and your lack of greatness, right? Who is this? Shiyikva as the tzarich shizbon al rom musayz baruch shehum a rom and iskav al kabrach osila and the old tzarich shizbon al shiplos adam. So these are things a person is supposed to have in mind, and again, perhaps Adon Olam sets the tone for these themes as well. The notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, even without the Mechaber's comment, I'd like to suggest that even without the Mechaber's ruling, he's supposed to have these in mind when you say a brocha. In a certain sense, the relationship of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Eved to an Adon is something which is central throughout Tefillah. The whole concept of Tefillah. For example, the Gemara says, I have it printed in the source number 12 here, the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Dal Amar Aleph. Amar of Chanina, when you say the Shemana Esrei, he happens to be talking about, Rishonos, Domela Eved, Shemesada, Shevach, Lifnei Rabo. When you say the first three Brachas of Shemana Esrei, you're like an Eved praising his master. Emtsoyos, the middle Brachas of the Shemana Esrei, is Domela Eved, Shemavakesh, Prasnei Rabo. Like an Eved asking for something from his master. Achronos, Domela Eved, Shekibel, Prasnei Rabo, Niftar Holoch, you thank him and you leave. Notice each time, Eved. The Gemara is telling us that when you're standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like an Eved in the presence of his Adon. That's the essence, according to this Gemara, of Tefillah. Shacharach Paskin, the next source, Orachayim Sin, Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. When you finish the Shemona Esrei, Korea Uposea, you bend down, Uposea Gimel Psios Achrav, you bend and you take your three steps back, as we all know, at the end of the Shemona Esrei, as you're bent down. You turn to the left, you turn to the right, as we know when you end the Shemona Esrei. And what is this all about? At the end it says, then in the middle, ke'eved ha'niftor mirabo. Like an Eved leaving the presence of his Adon. So I think it's fairly clear that the theme or the relationship of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, at least to some extent anyway, is an Eved in the presence of his Adon. If that's the case, again, it makes good sense to establish that at the very beginning and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon alone. I'm just the Eved. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting too. Right, we say Aleinu Shabbach L'Adon HaKol. That's also the nickname used. I didn't think of that. Certainly, yeah. The fact that we end with Aleinu, yeah. No. Right, originally in the Shemona Esrei. Right, yeah, I actually spoke about that this year on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I think. That Aleinu originally is the introduction to Malchus, and then it's found in the Kippur Chazar Sashat, not in the Sound Shemona Esrei, and then later on it was added. Yeah, it could well be that they did it. Yeah. In fact, I'll get to the end of davening shortly. The Mabit, in the Sefer Beis Elokim, writes, Ela shekavonas ha-tfilah hu lahakir u lahoros. The whole essence of tefillah, kavonah, is to recognize ki ein ba'olam l'misha roi l'ispal ki'im l'kel yisparach, to recognize there's nobody to daven to outside of Hashem. Shu adon l'chol olam. He is the master of the world. V'anachnu chaser mikamazor. We're missing many things. That's what we have to ask. Again, idea of an adon. So with all this, it's perhaps another suggestion to why we begin davening with adon olam. There is yet perhaps even a third, or a fourth, whatever number we're up to, another approach, another possible approach. The Gemara says in Mishnah, really, in Brachas, in source number 14, Daf Chof Ches in the days, it's a famous, we look at the very end, last two lines, Hayarochiv ala chamor. Let's say somebody was riding on his donkey. Today he's in the car, right, driving. And it came time to daven. It must be this time of year. So, like, you know, all of a sudden it's almost shkia. You know, it's 4:15. It's already getting dark, right? So what do you do? Yeray the yispalo. So, you know, park the donkey, get off, and daven. What if that's not possible? Enu yochel leirei. You can't get off. Let's say it's unsafe, or the donkey ran away. Whatever. You can't just stop. So then, yachder es ponav. At least turn your face away, and, you know, towards Yerushalayim, as we'll see. At least that. Enu yochel yachder es ponav. You can't even do that. So then, yichaben es libo keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. You have in mind, you're facing the kodesh hakadoshim. Hoy mahalach b'sfino ba'at, the same thing. If you're on a ship or a boat or raft or something, or you don't know which direction exactly is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So yichaben es libo keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. You have in mind as though you're facing the kodesh hakadoshim. The Gemara says in Brachas, a few, half and a half later, daf lamed of an aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, long Gemara. We're not going to read the whole Gemara. The Gemara discusses that if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you face towards Eretz Yisrael. They quote a pasuk. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you face towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you face towards the Beis Hamikdash. If you wonder, what if you buy the Beis Hamikdash? So you face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just as an aside, that's why you sometimes see, if you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, sometimes the people are davening, but they tilt a little to the left. Right? Most people have gone to Kosel and tunnel tours. Right, they go to the tunnel tours, you go through and they bring you to the place where they assume is opposite, right opposite. Right. But inside the tunnel, they also. Right. The point is to the right, you go through that marketplace by the right, right? And you can actually see the trees on the RMIs. Yeah, but the point is, we stand at the coastal, so many people, I also do it, tilt a little bit to the left, because you're faced towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the whole idea is everybody's facing the same direction. So what do we see from that, Zim? We see that when it comes to Tefillah, the Beis HaMikdash is the sort of the pipeline, if you will, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all Jewish people, that's what the Gemara says at the end, no matter where you are. You know, we are used to, the Jews who came from Europe is to the west of Eretz Yisrael, so that's why facing east, the Mizrach Bank, that's where the Choshevet people sit, in the eastern wall. But, you know, in Arab countries, they didn't face east. You know, if you lived in Babel, you didn't face east. You face the Gemara speaks about Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of the Babylonians. They say B'marov, out west. Out west means in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where they were. You face from the south, you face north, whatever. So that's what the Gemara says. And the Rambam tells us this as well. The Paskins like this, which are our Paskins, I have the sources here. The whole idea is to face towards Eretz Yisrael. What's the idea? So again, somehow the Beis HaMikdash represents the conduit or the pipeline through which a person can have his tefillah channel directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking, perhaps another reason for the beginning of the Don Olam is that the very first time we find significance to the Beis HaMikdash in terms of a central place for Kal Yisrael, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it's source number 19, Parak Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, Shalosh Pamim Vashana Yehra Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. Again, that's the first time in the Torah that there's a reference perhaps in the end of the B'Shalach and Oz Yosher, but the first, the Machon Moshifta about Hashem, Mikdash Shem Kron Yadecha, but the first in terms of a mitzvah that refers to Kal Yisrael. So the first time we find a reference to the significance of the Makam HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael is that Pasuk, and what nickname is used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. So I'd like to suggest that maybe that name Adnus is also particularly connected to the Beis HaMikdash, which again is the place where we daven towards. And the Gemara Chagiga, just to have in the next source, it's just a side point, a halachic point, but it hammers home this idea. The Gemara says in Chagiga, certain people are potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. Certain people are not required to go Aliyah LeRegel. And why Avadim? Because it says, El Pnei Adon Hashem. The Gemara says, Misha Eino Elo Adon Echad. Someone who has two Adons, Hashem is his Adon, but he also has a human master, so he's potter from Aliyah LeRegel. But again, you see that the whole idea of going to Beis HaMikdash is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon. And that's how the Ramban, in his commentary on the Chumash over there, says, we don't have to read the whole paragraph, but towards the very end of that first paragraph, Zet, the Ramban wonders why of all nicknames does he use Adon. The Ramban writes, Zet Tam El Pnei HaAdon Hashem, Shuha Adon HaMefarnes HaVadov, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the Parnosa. So when we daven, a major thing we ask for is Parnosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide for us. And again, the name of Adon sort of symbolizes. I thought that perhaps the idea, that's in the Sefer HaChinuch as well, in two plays, the only one was printed here, it's a tough pay test. That's the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. Mishor she'a mitzvah l'man yiru kol Yisrael, that everybody should see that we're coming to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can read it, it's a very beautiful language. But it says on the third line, V'hu ka'amal derach moshel hinenu l'keil avodim nichnosim u'boim b'tzil karoso. And so on. We're coming to love Hashem, to fear Hashem as avodim in the presence of our Adon. So what you see then, once again, is that the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Adon is pivotal in terms of the framework of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel. So I thought that by extension, we could suggest that so too, in terms of our daily tefillahs, where we're facing Yerushalayim, facing the Beis HaMikdash, it makes sense to begin the davening the very first thing in the morning, although from that point of view maybe we should begin every tefillah, at least the first one in the morning, begins by identifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon. So it's not just the issue of the Eved that we mentioned earlier, which we said was such a significant part of tefillah, but also it's this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ado, and that's the name that's associated with the Beis HaMikdash. So since we want our tefillahs to travel, so to speak, through that pipeline in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why we face that direction. That's why I'll call upon him, even if we can't face that direction, we have to have in mind, we have in his libo, we have to pretend it was it, to think about it, like we're facing that direction. Adon Olam maybe enables us, so to speak, mentally to face that direction. So these are different suggestions. Again, I didn't see that in print anyway either, but I thought it makes sense. So we have quite a number of suggestions as to why Adon Olam is the first thing that we say in the morning. Again, the notion of Zechus Avos and Chevron and so on is written by earlier authorities. But again, we suggested here that Adon Olam may be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, and the notion of Eved and Adon is a pivotal part of davening. And the notion of Adon representing the place of the Beis HaMikdash is also a pivotal part of davening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says we say Adon Olam here, just for, by way of information. Yeah. Yeah. So the question now, perfect segue, thank you, to what I wanted to end off with. The practice in some places, certainly on Shabbos day, although I forgot to mention before, the Aznayim Latarov, Zaman Tarotskin, on that pasuk of Adon Hashem, the pasuk in Mishpatim, Shalosh Pama Shana, etc., Pnei Adon Hashem, Loma Kor Kanas Hashem B'Tor Adon, Mivnei Tol Yantav, Nesha Chagin and Zech Letzius Mitzrayim, and therefore we came out of a different Adon, and now we have to show our humility before HaAdon HaChadosh Shalom, our new Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Anyway, the question is, what about at the end of davening? We, at the end of Shabbos morning davening, Yantav, we say Adon Olam a second time. Many Sidurim, as you just said, and some people in yeshivas also, I think they say Adon Olam at the end of davening. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following, as Rav Shechter reports in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, based on a Gemara, I have here, the Gemara says in Brochas Tav Lamed Beis and Beis, the last couple of sources, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Arboa Tzrichin Chizuk. There are four things that require Chizuk. And Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. And one of them is Tefillah. The Gemara says Tefillah. And Shenemar Kaveh Hashem Chazak Yamet Libecho VeKaveh Hashem. So Rashi says not on that Kaveh, but it means it will work for both. Rashi says, what does Kaveh VeChazak mean? Lo Timshoch Yorcha Ela Chazor VeKaveh. What does Chizuk mean? That when you finish it, you do it again, right? And you got to continually encourage yourself. So, for example, the Rav says that the Rosh Hashanah reports in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Samad Dal by Amiras Adon Olam. He says, since you see these things need chizuk, you have to do it. Mashma de'inyan chizuk, sh'af she'kvar gomar v'siyim limuda olav lachzor lahasla oda pa'am hamshich lomot. You finish learning, you have to start learning again. And then he says, v'nira de'mehai time ahu de'nargu b'shoshim m'saim m'sechta lahasla techev v'limana m'sechta shachra. That's how many people are siyim. You finish one m'sechta right away. You begin the next mishnah, the new m'sechta. Right? We don't, because you never finish. You need chizuk. You need constant encouragement. And he says, of course, the same thing. Every Shabbos. V'chein ba'osei yom Shabbos shem m'saimim. You finish one thing on Shabbos and mincha. You start right away the next sedra, the next sefer. U'v'simchas Torah. Right? We don't end. It's always, always require chizuk. So that's what the Rav says, as the Shechter reports, near the Mahai time of Nami, Nogu Baharbe Kilos, Lashiras Apir Adon Olam, Besov Tfilos Musa Bishabzi Yontif, the Tfilos Shachris Maschila Bamiris Adon Olam, Olaachar Shemesayan is that Tfilos, Omer Orapam Adon Olam, Laharos Kilonach Nuchanim for Allah, so early Spalo, Minaschala Orapam. Umishim the Tfilos Ficha Chizuk. The Chayim Aminig, it's like those who say, Baruch Hu, okay.
However, he says,
he says, Achloma Yigdal Besofa Tfilah, Zes Tam Dovash Enel Tam. So I'm not, Arizal Haya Makbid Bezes Shalola Amro. Okay, another problem. But,
no, this is Yigdal makes no sense, not Yigdal.
Doesn't say it here, maybe he says somewhere else, I don't know. Because Mar didn't begin with it. Yeah, but he says to say Yigdal, he says not. I don't know, maybe he says somewhere else. Over here doesn't say. But I don't want to go into Yigdal, we'll talk about Yigdal another time, because Yigdal is also a very, very fascinating field. Exactly who wrote that and where that came from. But in any event, so this is what, then I found that actually, believe it or not, that the Matei Moshe, who I quoted earlier, says the same thing in a different siman, in Reish Yudvav, Reish says here, the Achar HaKadosh Nogin Lomar Adon Olam, V'shamati hatam dekevan demaskilan adon olam az achar shemesaymen hatfila chozim maskilan shal yikatreg asotan kemosh achar shemesaymen hatorah chozim maskilan bereishis ma'itama. So it's not the same thing a couple of centuries earlier. So that was machaving. So that's perhaps why I don't, again, why we only do it, let's say, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that I didn't see. In any event, this is just, adon olam perhaps gets short shrift sometimes because, we kind of say it quickly and we associate it with the things that the kids learn in nursery school. You know, that's the fact. I said it's probably the first song from Tefillah that any of us learned, one of the first. But nonetheless, we see that it has very important significance, whether it's, because it's it hammers home some of these points that the Chaber says you have to have in mind when you say a bracha, or the idea of the Eved, the idea of the connection of Beis HaMikdash, all of which we suggested here, or the other approaches, there's the Chus of Avram, there's a lot in Adon Olam, so we should try and say it with as much Kavan as we can. So, on a good of all.